Arachne, who live outside of civilization, are mostly nocturnal monsters. It is because of this that many people often partake in mountain climbing, despite the overall fear of a monster attack. Then again, climbing the side of a mountain for fun might just be asking for the last sound you hear to be the snapping of a rope. Much like our subject, who definitely fell on his own accord, directly into the web that I was recording. You can tell the age of an arachne's web by observing any strands of webbing that lead away from the structure. An older web will have fewer strands because of gradual wear and tear or being cut by the arachne herself. This web had 4 visible strands that go along the ground and into the cave. These strands connect to the arachne's home web. The purpose for this is to act like a dinner bell. When prey falls into the web, their movements send vibrations along the strands. The arachne picks up these vibrations and can tell the size of her prey based off the strength of the vibrations. Since there are many things that can fall into these webs, an arachne usually waits until a second vibration is felt before investigating. However, an arachne can usually tell the difference between a falling rock and a falling human. Some arachne arrive straight away, while others think little of it until the what-if questions pile up, and they investigate anyway. It would appear that this arachne's instincts took over and brought her outside of her cave. The arachne stops moving right in front of the trap web. The reason for this is because it takes time for their eyes to adjust to the light. Despite their main eyes being mostly crimson in color, they have the same components that allow them to see the way that humans see. The reason for their lives being spent in the dark is because the other pairs of eyes are mostly blind and are only used to collect as much light as possible, allowing them to see in much darker spaces. But despite all of this, arachne who grow accustomed to living in caves prefer to use vibrations and sound to navigate. The arachne uses her front 2 legs to hold her prey while her clawed hands begin to cut the webbing. An arachne has 8 legs, but only 6 of them are used for movement. As seen here, the front 2 legs are smaller than the other 6, but have more range in their movements. Unlike the other 6 legs, which are attached to the various monstrous parts of the arachne, her front 2 legs are connected directly to her thighs, which allow them to function as if she were sitting down. Once the arachne finishes freeing her prey, she quickly grabs him with her hands. Notice how she clenches her fist near her prey after he is safely secured in her arms. Arachne are very aware of how sharp their clawed fingers are. The exoskeleton covering her fingers are naturally sharp since they are used to cut web. When arachne silk is directly woven into webbing, multiple strands fuse and create a durable substance. It is speculated that a web's trap strength relies not on the strands of webbing, but the object that its supports are attached to. An object is more likely to stretch out the web than to break any individual strands. These strands are also sticky and coat anything that tries to cut them with a silk residue. This residue makes it difficult for normal weapons to cut through silk for more than a few strands, which makes an arachne's claws truly one of a kind. I'm going to cut here until I'm close to her main web. And we're back. Naturally, the area where an arachne chooses to build her main web is going to be dark. The prerequisites for an arachne to build are a dark space, an open area, and proximity to the cave's entrance to comfortably connect her home to any traps she has set up. An arachne is almost always weaving. When it comes to building their homes, they are perfectionists and spend most of their free time cutting and replacing web. A fascinating thing to note is that when switching off of night vision, the thermal, the webbing is actually slightly below room temperature. This helps to keep the insides of caves cool despite lack of ventilation. Switching back to basic night vision, we can see that the arachne is watching her prey from the roof of the cave. Arachne are naturally dominant creatures and prefer their entrance to strike fear into prey. But as we can see, she is perfectly happy just watching a slumbering prey. Most monsters have a special sense that tells them when an unconscious human is about to wake up. This is most likely due to many monsters using different methods to catch their prey that render them unconscious. We may not be able to tell when her prey is going to awaken, but we can make guesses based off the arachne's body language. Notice as she sways from side to side. This is a common practice amongst nervous arachne. It might be that her prey is going to awaken. It's also possible I'm going to have to sit here for the next few hours talking to myself like I didn't get most of this information from a basic biology book from the last universe monsters came from. Oh, thank fuck he's waking up. As her prey awakens, the arachne stops swaying as instincts take over. The arachne watches her prey closely in order to gain every last bit of information she can in order to plan out her next move. An arachne's eyes naturally glow. This aids in the process that allows them to see in the dark and also aids as an intimidation tactic. The prey has noticed the arachne's eyes and is acting accordingly. His screams are stricken from the audio. Don't ask me how, it's post-production magic. We are here to learn about spider women, not magic microphones. Upon seeing that her prey is aware of her presence, the arachne begins to travel on the wall to where her web connects to it. The arachne then crawls along the underside of the web and carefully moves through a segment coined an arachne-only door. Utilizing various webs and a secretion on her exoskeleton, causing her webs not to stick as tightly, she is able to effectively make a passage through the web that only she can get through. The web has multiple arachne-only doors in case the arachne has to quickly leave her web. The entrance is effective and allows her to get behind her prey much faster than if she had gone around the entire web. The arachne then moves along her web close to her prey so that he knows she's near. Arachne can close her eyes to stop them from glowing, which allows them to get much closer to their prey without giving away their actual location. As far as her prey is concerned, the arachne is everywhere and nowhere at once, and the arachne's natural instincts thrive in this confusion. The arachne opens her eyes when her body is over her prey's. Her prey naturally lets out a cry of fright, but this is quickly stopped by the arachne, gently, yet also firmly, placing her clawed hand over her prey's mouth. An arachne's voice is naturally seductive in tone, but also serves to pacify her prey. When an arachne's prey hears an arachne's voice, it will most likely associate it with someone who has power and naturally seek to get on the arachne's good side. It is unknown if this process is due to the natural aura that monsters give off, or if it's a self-preservation tactic in humans from the days when monsters hunted humans for food. This is the part when an arachne chooses what kind of dom she will be. Arachne like it when their prey struggles, but this does not necessarily mean that struggling prey gets a specific type of dom. Arachne take multiple factors into consideration. If a man is struggling but shows little to no signs of fear, and instead actively seeks to defy her, the Arachne will most likely act more harshly towards her prey. On the other hand, if her prey is not struggling but shows signs of obvious fear and is desperately pleading, the Arachne will act much softer towards her prey. Arachne never make decision purely based on speculations or assumptions. It may seem like her naturally dominant side means she likes it when her prey is afraid, but this is far from the truth. An Arachne seeks natural fear only if it's her first time with her prey. If an Arachne in civilization has known a human for a long time and wishes to mate with him, she may act dominant and tease him in a similar fashion to the fear tactics used by other Arachne. However, if she sees that her desired mate is afraid, she will quickly stop what she's doing in favor of something softer. This Arachne realizes that her prey is extremely frightened. We can see that her stance is now less firm and how she is allowing her prey to feel the various parts of her body. This action is one way that they comfort prey who seem to be most afraid of not knowing where the Arachne is. The Arachne allows her prey to get a feel for her actual size and the way her body feels. These are the actions of an Arachne who feels that her prey became too frightened too quickly. Arachne can determine how petrified their prey is by feeling the vibrations the prey's heart makes as it pounds. The Arachne carefully removes her prey's clothing in order to wrap him up. Arachne naturally love to have their prey wrapped up, and they are not afraid to show it. In order to wrap her prey up, the Arachne uses her front two legs to hold him while she uses her hands to manipulate her silk. The Arachne's work is precise and speedy. Unlike a spider, she does not spin her prey round and round, and instead relies on her own movements and memory to create the intricate patterns of silk along her prey's web cocoon. The Arachne is seemingly satisfied with her work. Her prey most likely feels like he's suspended in place. The webbing is light, meaning it would take a lot to actually weigh someone down. The chances are that he does not even feel anything but a cool feeling over his body, similar to covering yourself with a blanket that has not warmed up yet. The warmth of the cave makes being wrapped up a pleasurable sensation and works to further pacify any prey that has resisted up to this point. Now that the prey has been restrained, the Arachne is moving her face closer to her prey's neck. Arachne venom serves two functions. The first is it acts as an aphrodisiac, and the second is that it completely immobilizes the prey. This process can be frightening for her prey, so the Arachne is sure to whisper comforting words. The Arachne uses her clawed fingers to gently trace over her prey's cheek. This causes her prey to shudder, and she uses this opening to kiss him. By this point, her prey has almost completely submitted to her, and all the Arachne has left to do is to inject her venom into him. The Arachne kisses along her prey's neck in order to make the bite seem more pleasurable. Now that the venom has been injected into her prey, the Arachne begins to move her clawed hand down the listener's silk-covered body. The Arachne makes an incision in the silk over her prey's crotch just as the venom begins to kick in. The Arachne will... Holy fuck, was he packing this much before the venom? I kinda wish I was that Arachne now. The Arachne carefully uses her clawed hands to stroke her prey. Her exoskeleton is naturally smooth, meaning she won't need as much lubricant, if any at all, to use her hands to stroke her prey. The immediate effects of arachne venom is paralysis, feverish feelings, hypersensitivity, uncomfortably hard erections, overproduction of both precum and semen, and a decreased refractory period. Her prey has begun to leak precum in large quantities. Her arachne like to play with their prey, so she'll use her hands to tease him. This arachne prefers to feel how effective her venom is by cupping her prey's balls. His balls are swollen and hang heavily. The arachne gently massages her prey's balls, which causes her prey's penis to throb even harder. His precum has completely covered his cock and is dripping onto his balls. The arachne begins to use her front legs to grab her prey by his waist and pull him close. Using her clawed hands, she lines up her prey and eagerly descends on his cock. The arachne uses her legs as pistons to move up and down on her prey's cock rhythmically. Sex for them is not round by round, as they can control how long their prey lasts with a single bite. Their prey will most likely emerge from this with a natural desire to be bitten and drained by his mate while wrapped in her silk. Mating between an arachne and her prey can go on for hours, and common practices for first times are to go until their prey loses consciousness. The arachne shows off her full potential and seems eager to receive her first load. The best way to compare sex with an arachne to sex with a human is that the first load of cum is the equivalent to the first bead of precum. With arachne venom, pretty much anything is possible. This is why arachne venom is among the most potent monster venoms on record. The arachne has now received her prey's first load of cum and is slowing down her movements to allow her prey to rest. The first few rounds will have longer breaks, since her prey will most likely have to get used to coming that much. Maybe I should get a little closer before they start again. Maybe get a better angle. Oh, shit. Fuck. Oh, fuck, fuck, fuck. Oh, thank God I was studying an arachne. How am I going to get out of here? Oh, no. Oh, please tell me this is not going to be a regular occurrence with this series.
I thought I heard something trailing my friend. What are you doing down here, you little pervert?
Filming a documentary?
Well then, perhaps we can give your viewers a closer look.
Okay, this is all for the episode 2. Hey, wait, give me a second. I don't get paid enough for this.